Why did I do this, God? Judges 21, 1 through 8.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, "None of us will give his daughter to Benjamin as a wife." The people came to Bethel and sat there until evening before God, and lifted up their voices and wept severely. They said, "Yahweh, the God of Israel, why has this happened in Israel, that there should be one tribe lacking in Israel today?" On the next day, the people rose early and built an altar there and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. The children of Israel said, "Who is there among all the tribes of Israel who didn't come up in the assembly to Yahweh?" For they had made a great oath concerning him who didn't come up to Yahweh at Mizpah, saying, "He shall surely be put to death." The children of Israel grieved for Benjamin their brother, and said, "There is one tribe cut off from Israel today. How shall we provide wives for those who remain, since we have sworn by Yahweh that we will not give them of our daughters to wives?" After Benjamin was defeated, Israel realized that they were in a very bad position. They had vowed to never give any of their daughters to the family of Benjamin. They also vowed to kill anyone who wasn't with them in their vow. Then they realized that they had just dedicated a whole tribe of Israel to extinction. What's interesting is that they asked God why. There isn't any indication that I can see that God told them to make these vows, but that didn't stop them from blaming him. They were also wise enough to know that these vows were not supposed to be broken. But I have to ask, which is worse, breaking a vow or keeping a sinful one? The Bible clearly tells us that if we break the law at just one point, we are guilty of all of it. If making the vow was really a sin, keeping it made no sense at all. I believe that this describes the problem that all of us find ourselves in. We oppose ourselves when we sin. Our ability to think is completely destroyed by not trusting in the Word of God. We are the ones that bring about our own destruction. We get so confused, we don't know which way is up. I think that this also demonstrates that we can become overzealous in our own passions. Israel was right to oppose the rebellion of Benjamin, but it appears that they got so zealous that they actually vowed to destroy themselves. Again, that simply didn't make any sense. Perhaps, had they simply considered what God had said first, they would have never made their vows. When we get into trouble, we need to stop and listen, not keep talking.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.